Good morning to Mike Stackhouse. How are you this morning, Mike?
Good morning, Randy.
Mike and I used to work together. It seems like a lifetime ago, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes. But sometimes like yesterday, too.
Yeah. Hey, tell me, I know you're new on the board of the Yorkton Cardinals. You're an active guy in the community, chamber, and all the other things that you do. Mike Stackhouse with Source Embroidery, but more importantly, the Yorkton Cardinals. And the plea is out, I think, on the news release, financial life support. That's never a good thing.
Well, no. And actually, I was approached a number of weeks ago to see if I'd be interested in helping out, and Melville, for that matter, as well, actually asked if I'd be interested in helping. Yep. I'm a big baseball guy. I love ball.
Yep.
And, you know, what's happened is that, you know, the Cardinals had a lotto a couple of years ago that failed badly, and, you know, legally they were obligated to pay out some prizes, and so, you know, through that and through some advertising and whatnot, they ended up in a significant hole. And other than that, they seem to be pretty close to breaking even. A couple of years ago, they even made a little bit of money, but then last year they had a bad year, and they lost about, I think, $20,000 last year. So they're $96,000 in the hole. What we're doing right now is we're selling shares in the ball club. I call it passing the hat.
Okay.
You know, for $250, you get a couple of season tickets and you have a sense of ownership of the team. You know, what else does that mean? I think what it means is that you're preserving something in this city that has more value than what we may think on the surface. Even if you're not a baseball guy, remember there's, you know, 20, 25 young men who come from all over North America that get to experience our city for the summer months. And they're spending money here. Their families usually end up spending a week or so here to visit them, and they spend money here. You have visiting teams that come in that, you know, stay in hotels and go to restaurants and things of that nature. There's tourism dollars that definitely come in. And then there's the sense, which you can't really put a dollar figure on, but there is something to be said, I think, for community pride when some of these people go home to wherever it is that they're from, whether they're from BC, whether they're from Texas or Arizona or California, wherever it is. They go back to their homes with an impression of Yorkton, and I think we want to keep Yorkton on the map. I always say, you know, you look at Flin Flon, Manitoba, no one really knows what that is or would know what that is if it wasn't for the hockey team up there. And I think, you know, we need to promote our community, and this league, if it goes away, we're never going to get that back. And I think that, you know, it's important for our city to keep this team. Melville, which is what, about, you know, half the size of Yorkton, or a little bit less than half, they're further ahead of us on raising money, and they have a similar debt load as Yorkton. So I think that this is very doable. We should be able to raise the money, should be able to keep our team, and with some fresh eyes on the board, I think that we, you know, we can do some things to make this work.
Lyle Vaughn is the new president. You talked about the $250 share. If people are interested in this, Mike, and helping out in that capacity, what's the best thing they can go about doing to purchase a share?
Well, the team will take Visa, MasterCard. You can send an e-transfer. I think the best way to do it just requires a little bit more effort, but the best way to do it is to walk into the Cornerstone Credit Union and tell them that, you know, you've got $250. Right. And you want to put it into the share account.
Right.
One thing we don't want to do is take a bunch of money, spend it, find out the team isn't going to be a go, and then everybody's out money. So there's a separate account for it to try and raise enough. And once we get the official green light, the league had a meeting on the weekend. They've told the Cardinals to proceed, but we're certainly not out of the woods yet. I think it's doable, but the, you know, first things first is let's see if we can raise enough money, pay off the people that need to be paid, and then forge ahead and see if we can make this work. I believe we can. I think it's a lot like selling hockey in Florida and Arizona, where you're not necessarily selling hockey. I think you want to sell an outing. I think you want to let people know that there's more going on there than just baseball. It's a nice weekday in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all working until 5 or 6 o'clock, and maybe we don't feel like making supper. We'll come to the ballpark and, you know, have a barbecue or something like that. And, you know, I've said, if you don't like the ball and you want to leave after 4 or 5 innings, go ahead. I mean, the onus is on the ball club to try and keep you there after you're there and maybe had supper and done a couple of social things that you enjoy.
I know. It needs to become an event. We see that predominantly in the U.S. in that hockey. is part of the event that they present to the public. But here, as far as baseball is concerned, I mean, quality baseball, to begin with, where these kids come from. We have seen some of these cycle through Yorkton and Melville that have made it to the major leagues of baseball. So we're talking high-end talent here.
Well, the most famous player is Andrelton Simmons, who's a shortstop for the Anaheim Angels. He came here to actually learn to play shortstop. And he not only learned to play shortstop, but he plays it very, very well. He's won a gold glove in the majors. He's not a bad hitter. And if you compare that to hockey, I mean, the Terriers have never had a guy that significant play in the NHL
That
the Cardinals have. And there's been a couple of other guys. Anthony Claggett was a pitcher that had a cup of coffee with the Yankees. And I hate the Yankees, but I remember feeling bad for Anthony. He played two innings, and I think it was like a 14-0 loss that Boston hung on him. And I remember feeling bad for Anthony because he pitched in that game and gave up a lot of runs. But he was one guy that pitched here. And I think Dan Runsler is another guy that, you know, played a little bit in the majors. So in the relatively short lifespan of the Cardinals, three players have played Major League Baseball. And the league is going more and more towards that type of a league where they really want to make sure that it's rookie level ball for top college players that have a shot at making the big leagues. Now the downside to that is you're not really going to see local players, and I know that that's a big complaint of people in Yorkton is that they want to see Yorkton players. You still may do that. The Parkland Expos are a pretty good midget team, and they've got, you know, a future with some of their guys that played on their team this year. So it's not that you won't see that. But if we don't have a team, you're never going to see it.
Never going to see it. We need to wrap up here, Mike. But again, can they get a hold of you, too? People may have questions that they just want to center about this and the $250 share or whatever the case may be. Maybe they want to be a volunteer and help out. What best can they do?
Yeah, they can call me if they want. I talked to Bryce Schering yesterday for a bit, and then Ron Rubel from Phoenix called me about a week or so ago. They can certainly call me. I'm not hard to find, but 621-5999 is my number if they want to call. They can also send an email to yorktoncardinals@outlook.com and just, you know, ask questions there as well. You know, Lyle and Karen Marshall will check that email, and they've been involved with the team certainly a lot longer than I have. I'm brand new coming on, and so there's a lot of things that I don't necessarily know about, but, you know, as I said to them before, you know, they need fresh eyes. And they need a little bit of a different perspective, and there's a couple of us that want to offer that and see what we can do.
Hey, Mike, good luck to you and everybody associated with the Yorkton Cardinals. Darren Wandy, of course, down in Melville, too, doing their work to keep both these teams in the Western Major Baseball League. Continued success. Good luck, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Randy. Always appreciate the support from The Rock, and I'd like to echo that to Darren. Darren has worked really, really hard in Melville.
Yep.
They're going to be successful. They look pretty good there, but they need the help of their community, too.
Mike Stackhouse with the Yorkton Cardinals with us, and get a hold of any one of them. Help out and make sure baseball stays in Yorkton.